Right, well, I've sort of drawn the short straw, actually, on this one. So Sash did the children's talk. So, I wasn't actually too keen, to be honest, to stand up and say much this morning, but Paul, when we met up with Paul, he was really, you know, encouraged to sort of talk a bit more around what's gone on. So I've sort of put my thoughts together. Sash has obviously curtailed my thoughts, but I've still got a few pages. I just really wanted to share a few things with you folks, really, which I think would be really nice. First of all, just a really massive thank you to everybody. First and foremost, I think many of you here have been walking this long road with us over the past few years, and we shared with you our many struggles with growing our family, really. You've sent us cards, texts of encouragements, WhatsApp messages, even handwritten letters, so lots of effort. Truly, you know, really appreciated everyone's love and support on this bumpy road. As Paul said earlier, we started looking at adoption in the summer of 2014. We were approved as adopters a year later, summer of 2015, and then we sort of gave ourselves 2 years, really, to be matched to a child. I'm sure many of you are not really familiar with the process, but you basically create yourself after you're matched an account online. And it's a bit like a dating site in how you look at all the faces and the descriptions about the children. But to be honest, it's probably not quite as enjoyable as a dating site. Yeah. Does that come out wrong? I think. Yeah. I think you get my point. But you're thinking about the children, you know, their backgrounds, so. But we gave ourselves 2 years. So in the 23rd month of those 2 years, so we pretty much got to the end of our 2 years, we were matched with Reese. In that period of time, really, we basically vested an interest at some point in about 60 children. So there's, you know, none of those were successful, apart from we got a couple of times, didn't we, close. But they weren't to be. But eventually, it was a case really of just waiting on God. I think that's half the battle that he had. And of course, he had the right boy in mind for us. We just had to wait for that. And here he is today, you know, celebrating that fact. You're right there.
I'm good, okay.
Now, you might think that being a Christian family, Sasha and I obviously, you know, have prayed regularly for God to intervene in our efforts to grow our family every day. Let's be honest. We haven't done that, you know. I don't want to stand up here today and pretend that we're one of those, you know, lovely couples that, you know, sits down every morning and prays for things that we really desire. God's definitely been at the centre of our lives. He always has been. But, you know, this is, you know, the reality. I think many people can relate to that. You know, we really don't turn to God, I think, enough, as we should. You know, we're told to turn to Him in everything. And I think we miss out, perhaps, a lot on, you know, developing that relationship with God through that lack of prayer. And I certainly, having experienced going through sort of, you have these 10 days introductions when you meet Reese for the first time. You have 10 days to meet him before he comes to live with you. And I don't think really we would probably have survived as well as we did without many of you praying for us. It drew Sasha and I closer together. We prayed more. And I don't think I've ever probably felt quite a closeness that I had with God, that God was with us, really, during those 10 days. Feelings are funny things, aren't they? But it was an amazing 10 days in what are really quite unnatural circumstances. You know, you're spending your time sitting awkwardly in someone else's lounge, trying to make small talk, whilst you're looking at this 4-year-old boy who's going to, you know, in the knowledge that he's going to come and live with you forever in a few days. A quite bonkers situation, really. And I sort of thought, it must be perhaps how an arranged marriage might feel. But the whole concept, I suppose, of adoption, though, is so central in the Bible. You know, many of the songs we're singing this morning allude to that. You know, and God's, I think what God's done for us is amazing, and the parallels really between that are pretty awesome. At times, you know, we'll meet people, won't we? And it can be awkward when they tell you that, you know, we've told them that we've adopted. And they'll tell you, it's wonderful. And we're thinking, we're not wonderful. In fact, I think initially, to be quite honest, we went down the adoption route initially, probably in quite a selfish manner in terms of wanting to grow our family. But you go through this process of 6 months. You meet up with a social worker. It's quite an interrogation almost, looking into every nook and cranny of your life, things you never really thought about before. Very strange sort of process. And almost trying to put you off, actually, adoption, I would say. And at the end of it, you're thinking, you know, it's actually not quite as exciting as perhaps that prospect seemed. But, you know, I think it's important that you do that so you really take on board what it is you're doing. I said to Sasha, you know, always through it, I said, if I thought about this much about marriage before I got married, I probably wouldn't have done it. I think by the time we taken on board what it really means, we definitely felt that we could offer a boy or a girl a great start in life, and one that really they've been robbed of, essentially. You know, only this week, Reese and I were having a chat. I was saying how wonderful it was that, you know, he had a new name. He's going to live with us forever. And his response was, look how far up this wall I can touch, Daddy. It's a really touching moment. And definitely connecting there. But I think people have commented nicely on how well he's settled in our family, and I think certainly looks good from the outside. You know, he does have wounds that come with him, of course, from his past. You know, he's been removed from his birth parent. He's moved again from a foster placement. And it's almost like a bereavement, if you think about it. He's only four. It's really hard for him to talk about those things. And I think it mainly comes out in the way he digs his heels in, perhaps, much more so than you might expect. But he did have a wonderful foster placement, lots of love and care, and a really good preparation for him in terms of, you know, you're here, we're trying to find a new mummy and daddy for you. But I think, you know, with all that preparation, that really positive outlook that they had on adoption, identity for him will be a big thing for him as he grows up. It's a big thing for us, isn't it, in the Western world, really. But, you know, but God's given Reese many gifts, many talents. And we just pray really that he looks at who's made him. He clings on to God as you would onto a rock. But, you know, as he thinks about those big questions about where did I come from? Who am I really? You know, what are my birth parents doing now? And we know that many of you here and outside, you know, will be involved in a positive impact on his life as he grows up. Helping you know that he really belongs. I think that's the thing. It's the belonging to the family and the community. We were at a dedication recently, and they talked about the village. And I think it's a lovely African saying, isn't it, really? You know, it takes a village to bring up a child. And I think it's just really, very true. It's better than any social media, that physical presence, isn't it, of people, young and old, involved in everything, and all of us here are all part of that, and we just really, you know, thank you again and look forward to sharing our lives with you and being involved in that. So thanks very much.
Let's pray together. Lord, for the next few moments, as we consider what your word has to say to us this morning about this wonderful subject of adoption, about this blessed word of being a child of God, we pray you would touch our hearts and open them, that we might receive all that you want to give to us. Thank you for all that we've done so far in celebration, in thoughtful dedication, and we pray now that you would have our meditation as we seek you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it's a great joy to be able to do what we've been doing this morning in this service of thanksgiving and dedication. For the past 4 years, it's been, is the J word, the long journey for Neil and Sasha and Reese's adoption process. But this week, it's all celebration time. The adoption order was granted officially on the 18th of April, and Reese officially became a Herring. Reese Christopher Ian Herring. Celebration hearing was held on the 9th of May, and today we've given thanks to God for this wonderful occasion. And we're full of joy for this. And we can say that the battle of adoption is over and the battle of parenthood just begun. Adoption can be a really elongated and complicated and emotional affair. But there are three things true in every adoption. There's always a deep need, there's always a loving choice, and there's always a new beginning. And as Neil has referred to, that the Bible uses adoption as a beautiful and meaningful picture of what happens when a person joins God's family by faith in Jesus Christ. And each of those three things, the deep need, the loving choice, and the new beginning, each of those three things in any human adoption is paralleled in what we might call the divine adoption, when God adopts us into his family. So let's really briefly look at those three things and how they apply to each one of us through faith in Jesus Christ. So the deep need. There is always a deep need in an adoption. There's a child in some kind of need, either because of dangerous circumstances, through abuse or neglect, or through social circumstances, the parents unable to cope or unfit to cope or are in poverty or ill health, or else in tragic circumstances with bereavement or divorce in the family. Now, adoption is a blessing to a child who has been through some sad situation. How much the child is aware of that sadness or danger at the time differs. And for some children, they probably are unaware of it and think that's just normal life and they know no difference at all. But there are children, hundreds, thousands of children, who need rescuing, saving from an unhappy situation or from very sad circumstances or from danger itself. There's always a deep need. And the parallel then with God's adoption of us is clear. For each one of us is in deep need before God. Our sin ruins us and makes us a slave to fear. The evil one can abuse us and make us miserable. And justice awaits each one of us at the judgment day for breaking the Ten Commandments. And before that day, we're liable to damage our own lives and other people's lives. Now, our human predicament is precarious, and we're all in deep need before God. That's encapsulated by some of the poems in the Old Testament that we call the Psalms. In Psalm 130, the poet cried out, "Out of the depths I cry to you." And Psalm 25, the poet said, "Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted." And that's each one of our situation. Some people, of course, are unaware of this, as some children are unaware of it, but others are not. Those who know their life to be sad, dangerous, tragic, call out to God to rescue them and to save them from their situation and their sin. And in answer to prayer, God wonderfully and marvelously does that. That brings us to the second thing that is true in adoption, the loving choice. There's always a deep need, and there's always a loving choice. There's always a choice in human adoption. An adult decides whether or not to adopt the child, and Neil has told us a bit about that process. There's always a lead-up to that choice, and it can be very emotional and pull on the heartstrings more than words can say. But it's always an adult's decision, and the choice demonstrates a large amount of love. Now, we can't read anybody's heart, so we don't fully know the ultimate reason or motive why the choice is made. And again, Neil has referred to that. But somewhere amongst those reasons of choosing to adopt, there is loving compassion. The mother and the father have a large amount of love in their hearts for the child, and they choose the child to become part of their family as their son or daughter. It's a truly amazing thing. And adoption is a really moving thing. And again, the parallel with God's love for us is amazing. For God's love for us is true and real. From Ephesians chapter 1 that Sasha read out, in love, we read, God predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. There was a choice that God made. In love, he predestined us to adoption. That's God's choice. And then in time, as the Apostle John wrote, that we are to see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God, and that is what we are. Now, listen clearly. God doesn't love us because he adopted us and made us his children. God loves us, and so he chose to adopt us and make us his children. It's out of love that God makes that choice. It's out of love that God adopts us. And the way that we become God's children is really quite amazing. It involves a death and a resurrection and an act of faith. And the death is not our death. It's the death of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died in our place so as to pay the price of our sin against a holy God. His death on that cruel cross took away our sin and dealt with divine justice so that we could no longer be slaves to fear, but enjoy the glorious freedom of the children of God, all because of the death of Jesus, the Son of God. His resurrection 3 days later put the seal upon that death. It showed that his death was a victory over sin and not a defeat by the Romans. That the resurrection of Jesus means we can live in newness of life now and on through eternity. And the act of faith is simply this, that to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. The moment you believe in Jesus Christ and trust him in his death and resurrection, that is the moment that God adopts you into his family and calls you his daughter or his son. And the one who has done all the legal transactions to make that possible, and the one who's paid all the adoption costs, is Jesus Christ. He's done it all for us. It was a loving choice. Which brings us to the third and final thing. In every adoption, there's a deep need of the child. There's a loving choice by the parent. And there's a new beginning for both parent and child. A new beginning. Who doesn't want a new beginning? Every day is a new beginning. But what about a new start in life? Some people would pay millions of pounds for a new start in life. I offer it to you this morning free. A new start in life. In human adoption, there is a brand new start for the child. There is a new name, a new status, a new security, a new care, a new love, a new family, a new start, a new significance, a new security. And that's a wonderful thing for the child. And though there will come a time for most adoptive children when they have questions and struggles about who they are, where they've come from, and where they belong to, and though there is usually in adopted children issues of self-confidence throughout life, yet with loving and thoughtful care, the child eventually comes through those things and is so very thankful for their new parents and all they've done for them. And Reese will be so glad what you've done for him. The parents have given the child a new beginning, a new significance, a new security, a new chance in life. And that's what God does for us in this parallel, this new significance. I am a child of God. Lift the roof with that. Sing it loud. Sing it clear. I am a child of God. And now we can call upon God as our Father who art in heaven. Or even more intimately, we can call upon him in the Aramaic, Abba, Father, Daddy, Father. A new significance, a new security. We belong to God. A new chance in life is given. What a great thing to have. A new chance in life. Have you messed up? You hurt yourself, you hurt other people. You've made huge mistakes. You've done stupid things, embarrassing things that you're ashamed of even now. Or life has gone wrong. Well, let me tell you, there is a loving Father in heaven who gives you a new chance, a new start, who will take you into his family as your father, you his child, and he'll give you that new significance and that new security, which starts now and goes on forever. You see those parallels? In every human adoption, there's a deep need, there's a loving choice, there's a new beginning. And it is so just as true for us when you come in faith and repentance to trust Jesus Christ, that in your deep need, you call out to God. In his loving choice, he brings you into his family. And from now on, you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for all that we've done and celebrated this morning. Thank you that those who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ can say very loud and very clear, I am no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Thank you, Lord, for our parents. Thank you for the parents who adopted us. Thank you, Lord, for the loving care that's been shown to us. The provision, the thousands and thousands of pounds that have been spent in our upbringing. And thank you that we can testify to your love and your faithfulness. It's not that you spent thousands and thousands of pounds to make us your children, but you gave your only son, Jesus Christ. And in him, we can be counted the children of God. Thank you that he becomes our brother. And you become our Father, and we're your children. We bless you for this, and we pray that these things we've done this morning in celebration and thoughtfulness, that they would be with us throughout the day and throughout our lives, and that there would even be those here this morning who take advantage of your offer to start again and to call you Abba Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.